Jenkintown Borough has updated its policy on how local police should interact with ICE. WHYY's Emily Neal has more.
Residents and activists pushed back on the original measure passed in September, saying that that policy allowed local police to assist ICE without judicial warrants. The new policy says Jenkintown police will not honor ICE administrative detainers and will only collaborate with ICE when legally required to do so. Jenkintown Mayor Gabriel Lerman says limiting collaboration with ICE improves public safety.
These practices help build trust and ensure that immigrants and non-immigrants alike feel safe calling the police, reporting crimes, and seeking help when needed.
Jasmine Rivera, executive director of Pennsylvania Immigration Coalition, says the policy is an improvement, but she still has concerns about some of its language, including a provision that allows police to secure the scene of ICE operations.
It is not public safety for local law enforcement to assist ICE in any way.
At least six municipalities in Montgomery County have passed policies or resolutions limiting collaboration with ICE. Emily Neal, WHYY News.
The Delaware County Council voted this week to adopt the 2026 operating budget. The budget establishes a 19% property tax hike. Councilmember Elaine Paul Schaefer was the lone no vote.
The tax increase is too drastic, especially given the significant increase that we had last year and given the economic environment that we're in right now with uncertainty and inflation and rising costs.
The average Delaware County homeowner will see their monthly property bill rise by about $16. Tonight, the 76ers host the Indiana Pacers at 7 p.m. at Xfinity Mobile Arena. The Flyers, fresh off a 4-1 win over the Sharks Wednesday, head in tomorrow's game against the Carolina Hurricanes. And the Eagles are preparing for their next NFL matchup this Sunday at Lincoln National Financial Field as they hope to stay atop the NFC East.